Beat Richner plays the cello to the tune of millions of dollars each year. But not a cent of that money ends up in his bank account. It all goes to the hospitals he set up in Cambodia to treat sick children. Richner, who is a pediatrician, first traveled to Cambodia in the early 1970s, where he took a post at a small children's clinic. In 1975, the brutal Khmer Rouge regime seized power, and Richner was forced to leave. 11 years ago, the Cambodian government asked him to come back and reopen the clinic where he once worked. Since then, Richner has set up two more hospitals, treating 600,000 children each year, and almost all the money needed to care for them comes from Richner's cello playing. He says the cello has a special quality that appeals to his audience.
It's only my weapon, the cello, by chance, and it's a good weapon because the cello is as a human voice. I make the concert in order to inform the people, and they are free of charge. People must not pay now, today, but when they go home, they remember.
And they do remember. In the past 10 years, Richner has raised over $100 million for the hospitals through his cello playing. Most of this money has come from Swiss donors who get a chance to hear Richner twice a year when he travels from Cambodia to Switzerland to perform, inform, and raise money. Between movements, Richner, also known affectionately by his stage name Beato Cello, tells his audience about the diseases affecting Cambodian children and what his hospitals are doing to help. The children's hospitals he set up are considered some of the most successful in the developing world. Richner puts this down to the fact that they are corruption-free. He pays his staff enough to allow them to maintain a decent lifestyle. And Richner says he's even caught the eye of visiting foreign dignitaries.
Recently even was the president of South Africa in our hospital, Mr. Mbeki, and I showed him the hospitals. And he told me that would be the vision, how to do the hospitals for the black population in South Africa.
Many governments from developing countries have invited Richner to come to their countries to set up hospitals, but there's only so much of him to go around. To spread his knowledge and experience, Richner this year set up postgraduate courses in Cambodia to teach doctors how to build and run hospitals successfully in developing countries. So, from modest beginnings, the Richner idea has grown big, and he says even the major aid agencies can learn a thing or two.
We were all the time attacked by WHO, by UNICEF, that we are doing it. Too expensive medical care with all these machines and this luxury, with all these laboratories. Now our government has proved that the relation between costs and healing rates is much better in our hospital than in all others, third world hospitals. And this evidence has the consequence that now the Swiss government supports our hospitals.
As for the future, Beato Cello plans to continue combining his passion for music and medicine to help the children of Cambodia.